The Undersized Basketball Podcast, talking hoops from coast to coast.
Hello and welcome to week 3 of Tubbs BBL Podcast. This week we caught up with WBBL and GB player Steph Collins to discuss the inaugural week of WBBL action. Have a listen and let us know what you think by tweeting us at Tub Podcast, and you can like us on Facebook, The Undersized Basketball Podcast.
Talking hoops from coast to coast.
Joined today by Steph Collins. Thanks for checking in with Tub Podcast today.
No worries.
First week of the WBBL last week, didn't start great for your team with a loss, but how did you think the first week overall went?
Yeah, I think the first week was a great success. Obviously, we're disappointed that we got the loss, but in any loss, it's a great learning curve, so we know, you know, things that we need to improve on. But I think overall, the launch of the WBBL was great. It's great to see all the teams there at a central venue. I thought the support was fantastic. And hopefully it'll build some momentum for the women's game.
Okay, and do you think that it's the right sort of structure to promote the women's game in Britain?
Yeah, I think so. I think, being able to have access to teams at a central venue, you know, allows people to come to that one place to see a bunch of games, you know, in an afternoon. Obviously, all the teams are spread out throughout the UK, so, you know, creating that central venue creates this, you know, atmosphere for all those basketball fanatics out there, so they get to see all the action in one go, and, you know, they can start picking out, like, who they think are going to be the favorites, and, you know, kind of creating an interest in that way, and then as the season progresses, hopefully they keep following the teams that they like.
Okay, and there's a lot of teams that are also playing Bucks University basketball, yeah, as well. Do you think that gives you a better insight going into the university games as well about your opponents?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I think that's a really nice setup for a lot of the clubs in the UK, is the fact that not only are they playing the WBBL, but they're playing Bucks on a Wednesday. So it, you know, adds a little bit more profile to the women's game, and you know, and I think it's really beneficial for the players that are coming over and get the chance to study, you know, as well as the ones that are based here in the UK.
Okay, and the central venue was obviously Loughborough this weekend, and do you think having the Riders BBL team play after, do you think it helps promote the BBL as well as the WBBL?
Yeah, I absolutely think so. Like, you know, creating one big family is important. And having the support from the BBL is, you know, pivotal for us moving forward. And it's great to have both men and women playing in the same gym.
Okay. And just in terms of British basketball and GB basketball, you've obviously got the most caps on the women's team.
Yeah.
What do you think of the funding cuts, and what do you think the situation is going forwards into Eurobasket next year?
I think the funding cuts are disappointing. But by no means does that mean that we're giving up. I think there's been some really good conversations going on behind the scenes, as well as some PR that's been going on within the newspapers and the media and BBC. So there's been really good work in terms of, you know, British basketball trying to get out there and getting the support of local MPs. And I think we're moving in the right direction. And I think even though we have the funding cuts, you know, I think in terms of next summer for the women's team especially, we have a Euro championship to go to. So, you know, that's all still in place, and we're still very much looking forward to it, and, you know, giving ourselves to be that, you know, top six team in Europe.
Okay, and players like Joe Leedham, who's obviously out in Europe, do you think they could see the WBBL as a league that they would come back to play in, or do you think it needs to develop a bit further first?
Yeah, I mean, it's the beginning stages, isn't it? With anything that's new, it's going to take time to figure out, you know, what's right for this country and, you know, moving forward, you know, in terms of, you know, I think a lot of the teams at the moment are still semi-professional, and how do we make it professional that we attract players like Joe Leedham and the rest that play in professional teams throughout Europe.
Okay. And having looked last weekend at all of the teams playing, do you think there's specific teams that will be tougher matchups, and who do you think is the toughest matchup for your team?
I think all the teams have done a great job in recruiting for the season. I think there's a lot of depth now across all the teams, and you can see by the results. There is definitely some favorites. I think Nottingham are definitely going to be a powerhouse in terms of their team because they have a lot of depth and a lot of strength at every position. Yeah.
Okay. And the setup that you have at Cardiff, do you think it's the right setup to have a sort of professional outlook towards basketball?
Yeah, I think, the way that we function as a club, we couldn't do it without the support of the university and Cardiff Met. Credit to them. They've done an excellent job in creating something that is very much, nurturing to the student-athlete because of our facilities, our access, what we can give players coming in. Is very much mirrored to what you'd see in the NCAA. I think, on top of that, being a student athlete, is then bringing up over the professional side of things and being a WBBL team and how things will have to be shaped around that going forward.
And you talk about student athletes there. That branding of student athlete, do you think that's the right approach? And do you think that's the approach that more teams need to take?
I think it's dependent on the club. It depends on where they're at and what their base of support is. I know it works for some teams and other teams it doesn't. So I think it's just depending on the club and what their situation is in terms of the area and the support they're getting. I don't think it's a necessity
Okay. I know you're short on time, so thanks for your time today. And
good luck
with your next fixtures.
Thank you very much.
Thank you again to Steph Collins for her time today. There's plenty of WBBL and BBL fixtures this weekend. On Friday, Leeds University will take on Leicester Riders. Steph Collins' Cardiff Met Archers will look to get back to winning ways with a game against Brixton Topcats on Saturday. Westfield Health Sharks take on Leeds Beckett University on Saturday. Leicester Riders will face Barkin Abbey on Saturday. Steph Collins will be back in action with Cardiff Met on Sunday against Sevenoaks Suns. Nottingham Wildcats will play on Sunday against Westfield Sharks. Barkin Abbey take on Northumbria on Sunday. And Brixton will also play Manchester on Sunday in the WBBL. In the BBL, there's plenty of action as well. Leeds Force play host to Plymouth University this evening, and Sheffield Sharks will also play Manchester Giants today. Newcastle Eagles will take on Bristol Flyers, while Worcester Wolves play Surrey United. On Saturday, Leicester Riders play host to Cheshire Phoenix. Bristol Flyers will be at home to Durham Wildcats. And then on Sunday, Plymouth will play against Durham. Glasgow Rocks against the Riders, and Cheshire Phoenix take on Newcastle, whilst Manchester Giants will take on Surrey United. We hope you enjoy all of the BBL or WBBL action that you get to watch this weekend. Let us know where you're watching and what games you're watching, and also your reaction to the scores. You can tweet us at Tub Podcast and like us on Facebook, The Undersized Basketball Podcast.
Talking Hoops from Coast to Coast.